DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, 20 minutes away from, got to turn my page there, Randy, sorry about that.
No problem.
20 minutes away from Brandon Adams stopping by, Dog Nation Daily podcast host, ahead of Georgia's first big matchup of the year, Tennessee on Saturday.
DeMarcus Lawrence. Knoxville.
DeMarcus Lawrence,
yes,
that's
you.
Right, that's
yeah,
who we were talking about, yes. Giving Trent Williams some trouble.
He has some trouble. Big Trent has some issues.
Yes.
This is all
he's. Yeah, 49ers, age and injuries, man.
Yeah, man.
Age and injuries, and drafted a kicker in the third round.
Yes.
So I guess at the end of the day, at least the Falcons didn't draft Younghoe Koo in the third round.
Yeah.
It makes you feel any better. We'll get to some news related
what
to that.
Was he a replacement for Matt Bryant?
Yeah, I don't.
Was it Matt Bryant?
I do remember it was in season.
Yeah, I remember that, right? Okay.
All and right. I think you're right about that. I do. They brought that Matt Bryant back.
Yes.
And then it obviously, you know, yeah. Age. Look, that dude had a great career.
Yes,
and kicked for a long
yes,
time, made a lot of field goals, was on the Super Bowl, team that went to the Super Bowl here in Atlanta. We'll get to some Falcons kicker-related news in just a minute. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, talk Georgia football, the AMA coming up at 1:40 as well. And as always, final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Josh just sent us a clip of Young Boy's concert.
I saw that.
Hell no, I'm not sitting there.
Mm-mm.
If I'm going to YB, I'm sitting in the suite. I'm sitting somewhere with some doors.
Yeah, man.
And some elevator access cards.
Yeah, and a little personal space.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I ain't sitting down there with them boys.
Again, I'll go with you, absolutely, if we can sit in the suite. And you're on the same page as far as that goes, right? You're not trying to get down. I don't need to – speaking of age – I don't need to be down there in the middle of all that jumping around.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
My knees can't handle that.
There's one thing about me. I'm a grown, and I'm talking about a fishy grown-ass man, got problems of my own, got folks to take care of. I don't party with people who wear ski masks. All right? I don't party with people who don't wear no shirt inside.
Well, especially
all right? My ass
ski
is
mask
too,
in the summertime, especially.
My ass is too grown to be somewhere with a young fella with a ski mask and no shirt on. I'm too grown. I don't hang around folks like that. I'm too grown for that. I'm gonna be in a suite.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna be in a suite where you gotta have access to get up to the suite. Now I know there's ways to get around it and all that, but no, I'm gonna be up there chilling in the suite.
I don't think anybody's trying to get around it to be in our suite.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
It'll be you and me and I don't know who else.
Yeah, ain't nobody trying to be down there in the stand.
Having some free cold ones.
I'm a grown man. I don't hang out with shiesties. Shices and chess. I don't do that.
Also very happy we'll be in the suite tomorrow night for the concert because it'll be a different crowd.
Yeah.
be a different crowd. Young, though. A lot of I didn't really realize what the demo for the Benson Boone crowd was.
How Kai Young?
Probably.
Like my baby girl Young?
Probably. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, probably.
You know Kai's 18, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you going to a concert with a bunch of mushmouths?
I am doing that. Yep. I am doing that. My wife really wanted to go. And, perks of the job, we were able to get some tickets from time to time.
Right.
I got us up in the suite. So she's so happy.
That's all that matters.
She's looking for it. Like,
that's all. Tell me to shut the hell up.
That,
your woman happy?
I haven't made her this happy, you know, outside of.
Yeah, right.
Which still, you know, doing great.
Right.
But outside of that, I don't know the last time. I'm not sure.
Did you get an awe in the big hug?
She can't stop talking about it.
Hell yeah.
She's texting me now. Like, she'll probably by the end of the segment, she'll text me something about going to the concert.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I'm, you know, and that makes it worth it.
You're damn right.
Now I get to
That's
go.
That's what I said. Terry said, hello.
I get to go hang
My
out.
My wife's happy.
Because I know Dave's coming from sales, and he's got young, he's got high school age daughters. He's bringing them.
Boy, I was about to say something crazy then.
What?
Never mind. Because I was like, Dave asked? Because what'd you say, bring his daughter?
Because we were texting about it this morning, and Dave was like, "Yeah, you're husband of the year. I'm father of the year."
There you go,
for this.
Man.
Like, great, perfect.
awesome. That's awesome, dude. Now, as long as your wife happy, I don't, just let me tell me to shut the hell up.
No, there's you can still make fun of me for it. He's got that one song, though, that I really like. And so I'm looking forward to him playing that one. And maybe he'll do a backflip off a piano or something like that. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, we got to go out. You know, like it's only, you know, like we always talk about, we always create those competitive moments and find people, whether it be workouts or whatever the case may be. And if we are lucky enough and fortunate enough to sign somebody that looks good enough to come in and compete, that we feel like we do it throughout the week, we possibly can. But we'll keep scouring. And then, like, in the meantime, you know, we got to line up. We got to kick it. We got to make it. And we got to go through our process.
Yeah, man. It's a process of, you know, you mentioned earlier, Bunk, we didn't come into this year planning on talking about this.
It's a process. It's also a problem.
Yep. And it's crazy because Mike Conte sat with us at 11:40 whenever and asked a question. He said, what'd you think when he lined up for that kick? And now it's crazy that majority of folks said he missed.
We talked about the same thing yesterday. As soon as the Tampa kicker missed that extra point, I said,
damn,
I know it's about to happen.
Yep.
I've been through it so many times, and so have all the Falcons fans. I know it's about to happen. They're going to move the ball down the field and get into field goal range.
Because you know they're going to do that.
Of course they will.
They always get into field goal range.
Of course they will.
Always
there was no way they were going to turn it over. There was no way they were going to three and out. They were going to get into field goal
always
range.
Always get field
goal range. But they also weren't going to score a touchdown.
Yes. Right.
Because they could have done that too.
Yes.
And that would have been fine. Then they would have won the game. And there was a couple throws that were close, that were touchdown worthy, that unfortunately didn't get caught. So they end up in field goal range, misses the kick. Obviously, they did sign a kicker named Parker Romo to the practice squad earlier today. So he'll be there. Probably be the kicker by Sunday. And if it comes down to another kick, hopefully he makes it.
Yeah, that's all you can hope is that they get in the situation, because they're going to be in a situation in this game that you got to make a kick.
Yep.
They are. I mean, never tell me wrong, Minnesota is a good football team, but yet they still, as great as J.J. McCarthy was, he's still going to have struggles. He is. All right. And so, you know, you're going to be in a situation where you got two second-year quarterbacks, one making a second start, the other making a fifth start in this game. So there's going to be opportunities for mistakes and everything like that. There's also going to be an opportunity that this game could be 17-17 going into the fourth quarter. Going into who has the ball last.
When you remember last year when they played, it was actually a really good game.
It was good.
We were sitting there at that bar in near your house. I was doing one of the events. I forget. I'll look it up and give him a shout out by the end. But we're having a great time watching the game. And that was like injured Kirk Cousins' best game.
Yes,
he actually played pretty good.
And then the
secondary fell apart.
Couldn't track the ball.
It was 21-21, and then the Falcons didn't touch the ball for 10 minutes, and Minnesota scored two touchdowns. Because I think they fumbled a kickoff or something like that, right?
Ray, right? Did Ray do it?
Yeah, so then it was 35-21, and that's all she wrote. They got a little too aggressive. Kirk threw a pick, and then they scored another one, and it looked like a blowout at the end. The game was pretty close through three quarters, so I wouldn't be surprised at all if Sunday night looks a lot like the first three quarters of last year looked.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but it's going to come down to the kick. And obviously, I mean, they're talking about bringing in competition, so you're telling me, and again, it could happen, and I just don't know, because I've probably never seen it. I've never seen it in my time. But I'm just saying, having a kicking competition game week ain't good.
No.
You know what I mean? Because
no, it's not good.
It ain't good. And it's, you know, it'd be interesting to see how they go forward throughout the week with this whole situation. But I don't think you sign Romo not to let him kick. Because, okay, let's say, for instance, that everything's going well Wednesday, because you kick every day. Everything's going well Wednesday, everything's going well Thursday, everything's going well Friday, get on a plane, go up to Minnesota. But yet, you still going to run Young and go out there because they had a good practice? I'm pretty sure he had a good practice last week.
Well, he must have had a good training camp.
He had a great – he won the job.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, that is my –
That was never a competition to me, though.
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It's a guy who's never kicked in the NFL before.
Yes.
Who they're taking a flyer on because he doesn't count against the roster.
Yes.
And, look, if he turns out to be a kicker down the road, cool. That'd be really fun.
Right.
But that was never a possibility this year. So my question is, like, this had to have been at least a conversation at some point, right? Should we bring in legitimate competition for Youngway Koo?
They never did. You remember what you said earlier, and you're absolutely correct about this organization. They're so nice. They're so loyal, which, fine, whatever. Most players do want loyalty.
Yep.
You do want loyalty and everything, and patience and everything like that. was it one point where you're like, okay, we don't want to mess with his psyche? Because sometimes, and I've seen it a lot of times, some people can't handle competition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Coop felt anything.
No, I don't think so either.
No pressure?
No, there was no pressure from Lenny Krieg.
No, none whatsoever.
No, I think that is very reasonable to assume.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a team that not that long ago wouldn't do anything to mess with the psyche of Desmond Ridder.
You remember that?
Didn't want to mess up his mind.
Remember that?
Keep his mind right.
Yeah.
He's the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I know it's a quarterback and a kicker, but I think the logic kind of still applies.
I know we got great to go. And I wanted to piggyback off what you said about Desmond. Now, tell me a time where there has been a quarterback in his position that has never had competition.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. I was just thinking, it just popped in my head, like, another year.
Without doing anything?
Without doing anything.
Right. I can't.
Not, and I'm not talking about a rookie first-round pick or nothing
No. Right, first-round pick. But you're talking about a third-round quarterback who was on the team, didn't do anything.
Right.
Right? And, yeah, no, I can't think of one. That's why while it was going on, we were so confused.
Oh, okay.
It's like, are you sure? Like, and they talked to, not us, but us, the general Falcons public, like we were crazy.
Yeah.
They were like,
you wait till you see this guy.
Have a seat. It'll be fine.
Wait till you see this guy.
Narrator.
Oh, God.
It wasn't fine. It wasn't fine.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays on with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL games every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Andy, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Brandon Adams going to join us next, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast.
Also bring back Mayor Kingston.
Georgia and Tennessee on Saturday. We'll get BA's thoughts on all of that coming up next on Sports Radio 90.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, in the game. I have to feel like that's a song that's going to be played at a few tailgates on Saturday at Neyland Stadium.
Why is that?
I don't know. Seems like a song people might listen to.
Oh, I thought it had this guy was from Knoxville or something.
No, I don't know. It just seems like there's probably some Tennessee fans that like this guy. Certainly some Georgia fans that do.
Oh, okay.
You know, country music fans.
Again.
I'm just making a generalization there.
Oh.
But, I mean,
I would definitely agree. It's definitely good tailgating music.
But, you know.
This puts you on right here?
Well, not everybody, but some.
Oh. I mean,
if you're from the, you know, you're from the mountains up that way,
mm-hmm.
you're a Tennessee fan,
mm-hmm.
pickup truck drive to a tailgate,
mm-hmm.
you might play that on a speaker.
Best thing about the tailgate, though, is if you walk from tailgate to tailgate, the way the different kinds of music bleed together, mm-hmm. and you know, you got different genres, different vibes. Some people are mellow. Some people are hyped up. I love the blend of the music that just creates a nice festive atmosphere of a lot of different people figuring out some way to cheer for the same team and enjoy. That's always a really fun thing.
It's what it's all about. It's the great unifier.
Mm-hmm.
Sports in general, college football.
Yes,
football,
no doubt about it.
Brings all these people together that otherwise might not normally be together.
I agree with that.
And blend together like a delicious soup. Brandon Adams joins us from Dog Nation Daily, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. We'll get to that. Let's just start with Georgia. Obviously, two games and the last one, weird delay, weather, not great. What do you feel like you know about Georgia after 2 weeks?
Well, certainly not enough. I mean, a loss is on the table at Tennessee on Saturday, and that's at least noteworthy because in every game Georgia's played in Neyland since 2017, they've all been blowout wins. The last time in 2023 was 38-10. They've all been about that dominant, if not more so over that span. But this feels like, for better or worse, a slightly different version of Georgia. College football in general isn't as deep at the top as it once was. The top national championship favorites right now are about 6-1. There are plenty of years in which that might be 2-1, 3-1. So just by that measuring stick, the very best teams aren't as deep as they've been in the past. That seems to have some impact on Georgia, who we think of at least near the top. But given how, in this case, it's mostly the offense, and frankly, it's mostly the offensive line passing game, given how shaky that appeared to be against what we think is supposed to be an overmatched opponent, obviously it is possible that Georgia loses on Saturday to Tennessee. Goodness knows, I hope that doesn't happen. And obviously Georgia's still favored for what it's worth, but a loss is a possibility that you've got to be on guard for, and Georgia's got to play better to prevent from occurring.
And that's why I said that earlier, B. I was like, this is the closest, this is the best chance that Heupel has to beat Georgia in a while, and because of the offense. And again, you can say, and Andy made a great point, you can say it's vanilla and all those different things, but there were big plays we had. Gunnar Stocker just didn't throw the ball to the guy, or they missed on something like that. So, I mean, if they hit them, this shouldn't be a problem. It's just we ain't seen them hit them in 2 weeks.
And I still am going to lean on what Kirby has spent most of the calendar year talking about. You know, year begins in January. We roll through spring practice, fall camp, and now we're here. Most of these months have been spent talking about how you get the running game going, how you stop the run better. Obviously, they know they've got a brand new quarterback, but they brought in new wide receivers to hopefully help with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. They ain't going to bring them in a block.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's why, and I said this on Monday, you got to have Colby Young, Noah Thomas, Zachariah Branch, 15 catches between the three of them at least. They ought to have big days on Saturday. But it still comes down to, can Georgia be the more physical, more Georgia-like team? Can they run it? Can they stop the run? And if they can, I believe they can minimize the level to which Gunnar Stockton is a top story in this game. And no disrespect to Gunnar, but that's probably a better version of Georgia. If the next time we're sitting here next Tuesday, if we're just not talking a ton about Gunnar Stockton, that means that Georgia may have won by two touchdowns.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
It kind of gets back to something somebody brought up yesterday about quarterback position at Georgia and the offense in general and all of that. And that all could change if they play well over the next couple of weeks and change people's perception of it. Let me ask you about the injuries, because obviously some pretty big guys have gotten hurt in the first couple of weeks. Which injuries do you feel like are, all right, that's okay, you'll be able to go on Saturday, and which ones do you feel like are serious?
So I would say the one most likely to play, if I had to bet, is probably Ernest Green. Okay. I think that Ernest Green's the safest bet to play. There's some rumor mill stuff that would lead you to believe that Juan Gaston may be okay. I'm not sure I buy that, just simply because that is a very big guy, and if it really is the ankle as has been described, that ankle is like a load-bearing structure for this gigantic dude. I'd be surprised if we see Gaston. I would be optimistic you might see Ernest Green. And that maybe means it's a Dontrell Glover slotting at right guard. He played on Saturday, seemed to do okay. I'm guessing that for whatever reason, if there is some movement with the offensive tackle spot, you know, Bo Hughley played second half on Saturday. He may be another option to help fill in supplant there. But I think there's a good chance that Green plays and Georgia needs him. I think if I had to bet, maybe a little less likely that Juan Gaston plays, but maybe Glover holds up okay. It seems like they like him pretty well, too, as a young guy.
What about this weekend, B.A.? Go back to Saturday. It was just, I mean, I'm watching the game. It just felt weird. You were there. Yeah. I mean, the atmosphere, the game moved up, the delay, just all kinds of just
well,
non-football stuff.
It was weird. I mean, if you're playing Tennessee last Saturday, you're not moving the game up an hour, right? So that tells you everything you need to know. When they played Austin Peay in 2018, they shortened the game on the back end. So
they are
one step away from playing this game in the indoor facility. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, this is just barely a football game.
They're just going to simulate it?
Yeah, this is barely a football game at this point. But Georgia has been here before. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just pointing out something that happens. Georgia plays bad against what we think of as lesser competition all the time. People were losing their mind, you know, when they played poorly against Kent State, for instance, in 2022. Now, this time may be different. This Georgia team, unlike the 2022 team, maybe they don't just flip the switch. And in the NBA, we call it going into playoff mode. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't go into playoff mode because it's still youngish guys. And, you know, who knows? It's just not quite as easy to turn the dial up and down. In the past, they have. This game on Saturday reminded me of some of the lackluster performances in these kinds of games for Georgia in the past. But maybe this time it's more of a harbinger because there's a lot less certainty with very inexperienced quarterback and a team a year ago that probably just showed more blemishes than we're used to seeing at least this era of Georgia really show.
Brandon Adams joining us here, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. You said something interesting just a couple of minutes ago about if Gunnar Stockton's not the story Saturday or next week when we talk or whatever, they'll could possibly win by a couple touchdowns. Who needs to be the story? Like, well, if that's the case and they do win, who do you think the big story is?
I will answer that, but let me also say this as a comparison. the Philadelphia Eagles are the world champions. Is Jalen Hurts the main story of the Eagles? I would suggest probably not.
Well, certainly not Barkley. After Thursday.
Well, I've not have, yeah, yeah, right, right. But, you know, Barkley's a 2,000-yard back, really good defense. So good teams can have a quarterback that's not the lead story. I would say that. But as far as who needs to be, this is to me the most optimistic thing you can try to extract from two games that admittedly are pretty meaningless. There's a chance this Georgia defense is back. Not 2021. I don't think anybody will ever be that again. Jalen Carter was a backup on that team. That's ridiculous. but Joseph Jonah-Janye looks like he could be it. Gabe Harris looks like he could be it. Chris Cole on third down.
Oh, boy. That's that.
I like that guy.
Yeah, ooh, could boy. Be it. Yeah. Ellis yes, Robinson finally getting his chance after 1 year of not playing much a year ago, gets an interception. He could be it. If you want to lean into the optimism from a Georgia fan standpoint, I think they put a lot of emphasis in getting better where it counts on defense, and it may have worked. They needed to show up on Saturday because Tennessee is hard to defend. For whatever reason, Kirby's always had the recipe against Josh Heupel. Maybe that replicates, yeah. Maybe it doesn't. But, boy, they got some guys that may be ready to step up and make this be a defense that reminds you more of Georgia again.
Oh, looking at some new college football news just came down as far as the senior advisor of football was just named Justin Fuentes. Whatever that role.
Why do I know that name?
It was
he was former coach at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah,
and at Memphis before that's that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So whatever that role is.
The point of that is that once you get a coaching job, you'll also have a job doing something else for the rest of your life.
Basically, what you're saying.
No, once you're in the club, you just bounce around from spot to spot.
Yeah. Can we just get some sort of jobs on this like these boards or something like that? Just let me be on the college football commission.
Exactly.
$150 a year.
BA. Good? Not that we give a damn, but Florida. Just I don't know. I don't know what.
BA does look at. Shirt.
Oh, no, we care. That's what
I got the shirt.
Gator Hater shirt on today. Let me tell you something.
That's my sport.
To watch Florida scuffle through another loss at home against what should be an overmatched opponent, to have more embarrassment, player gets a penalty for spitting. For Georgia fans, in addition to the success that Georgia's enjoyed, these Gators are the gift that gives on giving. They find new ways to embarrass themselves every single year. And as somebody who grew up in a very different era for Florida football when they were obviously much more buttoned up, much more professional, I can't get enough of the new ways in which they face plant. I say give me more. I think with the tough schedule they're about to play, there is more coming. But no, Saturday was very enjoyable on behalf of all Georgia fans. And more coming where that came from, I would predict.
Abe really liked that 45 seconds of the show today. Let me ask you this, because I know that you have all of these stories. We often just talk about this week and next week and all of that, but this is a big matchup historically. There's a lot of great games in the past between Georgia and Tennessee. Maybe a favorite memory or two from this matchup in the past?
Well, obviously for me, you go back to 2001, it's the Hobnail Boot game. That's the famous Larry Munza call.
I think Randy played in that.
Randy's my guy on that because he had two huge catches.
Yes.
And I remember that just as good as anything. I'll make that comparison real quick, too. That was Larry Munson's Jack Nicklaus 1986 at the Masters. Mm. The best years of Munson had seemingly gone by. He was in the winter of his career, and he had one of the best he ever had kind of right there at the end. He would call games for a few more years. To me, that's Nicklaus in Augusta 1986. The old guys still got it. In 2001, a great win for the players in the field, memorable for Larry Munson, and just sometimes late in the career, winner of your career, you're as good as you ever were. And on that day, that's what Larry Munson was.
It was a hell of a call.
Great call.
Step on their faces.
I mean, it's one of the all-time great calls.
It is.
I mean, yeah, that's awesome.
And for those of us who were there that day, we don't know, and we don't know about the great call until you get in the car. Because back then, you didn't have social media, things like that. So you're driving home from Knoxville, and everybody's talking about the call, and now you get a chance to have this experience after having watched it in real time to realize that Munson was at his apex. Boy, that made the drive home even more fun, too.
Brandon, thank you.
Appreciate it, B.
Have fun. Drive safe.
Looking forward to it.
Have a good time in Knoxville on Saturday. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up, ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask
me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap your show up every single day. Three callers means three phone lines available if you want to get on. Four now. So two available. 404-726-0929. We'll get to all of your calls, as many as we possibly can. We'll start with Jeff, who's in Griffin. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I called and asked about the cellar or basement a while back. So this is for Randy. You know, he come to Griffin a lot. Mm-hmm. When last time you heard the term package store? Somebody, hey, take me to the package store.
All the time. I will always remember the first time that it was told to my wife, mm-hmm. who is from Los Angeles, that I was going to the package store. I said, "Baby, I've got to go to the package store." And bless her heart, she did ask me if I needed help. I was like, "What are you talking about? Well, are there any boxes? You said you're going to the packing store." I said, "No, baby, I want you to the package store. It's mm-hmm. a difference." And so, yes, I have gotten, especially from people that's not from the South, when I say package store, because I'll still say that they'll be like that. That's just like, instead of calling the gas station, you call the filling station.
Now, that one makes more sense.
Yeah, the filling station.
Because you're filling your car up with gas.
Yeah, filling station.
What's the package?
The package store? Do you not look at the
sign? No, I know what it is.
Yeah.
But why?
Because it says on the thing, total package.
No, I know that. But why is it called a package store?
Oh, I have no clue.
What's the package?
I don't know. But my wife had, it was one of the first times I ever went, me and my wife, and it was like, again, she looked at me like I was crazy, said, "You need help." I was like, "What?" With the boxes or anything. I'm like, "What's in my?" See, you're going to the package store. It's like, no.
It's just like an off-brand container store, right?
Yeah, I'm going
it's
to the package.
It's a prohibition term.
The package
store. It's a prohibition term. Okay, there's an answer.
Did not know that.
The first time I heard it was in an Outkast song. Uh-huh. The big boy said the package store was closed. My day was ruined.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, because Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it was because it's a Christmas song. I was like, oh, he couldn't get anybody presents. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Really?
Literally. How would I know?
That's true.
We don't call it that.
That's true.
Also, the song came out in 1994.
That is true, man.
I was 9 years old.
That's true.
But like, and then I moved here, and I was like, you have no idea how many different things that when I moved here, I saw them in person, and I was like, oh,
right.
MARTA.
Yeah.
Me and my rode the MARTA through the hood. Yeah. I didn't know what that was. What's a MARTA? We don't call buses MARTAs in other
towns.
That's
all right. Okay.
You know? Oh, Headland and DeLow. That's an intersection.
Yes.
Got it. So I didn't know what it was.
So it really only
late night pastry at Cafe Intermezzo. Oh, there's Cafe Intermezzo.
There you go.
There it is. So many different times I was like, oh, that's a reference.
Selling booze in its original sealed package as opposed to broken apart to not encourage people to like drink on premise.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. In North Carolina, they call it an ABC store.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
The store's ABC.
Right. But why?
Oh, man.
Listen. Again,
here.
I understand why we read it.
Listen here, Lily. Listen here, Lily.
This is why I don't mind why.
Yeah.
This is why I don't mind Lily's wives.
Because I said so.
I don't mind it.
But yeah, you look just like her, too.
I'm a why guy.
I can imagine her saying it the same way you just said it to y'all face. Just the same way. Well, why?
I will answer why until we get to the answer. Mm-mm. Why, Dad? Well, here's why. I'll make her bored. Yeah. This is what I've realized.
You know what? Never mind, damn
it. And that happens all the time. She's multiple times been too much.
Yeah. You know what? Never mind, damn
too much information. She asked me what a pothole was one time. Okay. And like 3 minutes later, I was talking about taxes and stuff. And she was like, it's never mind, Dad. You lost me.
It's okay.
All right. Avery's Indicator. Hey, Avery.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. I have a question. So
Randy's
when you do
too.
Those... I'm not really worried about them.
Okay.
So when you do the... I'm just joking, man. I love you, man. So when you do those Blue Chew drops on commercials, mm-hmm. how hard is it for you to hold in your laughter? Because I can hear you trying to keep a straight face over the microphone through the radio when you're doing those drops.
Thank you, Avery. Sometimes it's really hard. So the Blue Chew's for... I'm pretty familiar with making junk-related innuendos.
Yes.
That is something that I am a seasoned veteran
mm-hmm.
at.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I've somehow found a job where part of it is me making, you know, jokes
right.
about that for a job
easy.
Is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, that's not... I mean, how are you going to find that? What are you best at? I don't know. Make pretty good
junk jokes.
Junk jokes.
Yeah.
What do you want? How are you going to turn that into a profession? I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. Promo code Andy.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I laugh sometimes. It's funny. That's, you know, we're all adults here. Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Andy and Sir Randy. I want to call in about the Falcons. I was a little too snarky yesterday, but ABC stands for another broke customer.
There you go.
but my thoughts on the Falcons, and I'm a ticket holder, and I'm tired of walking out of that stadium after a loss, and it just seems that this team always tries to save face and does the wrong thing. We got to just score more points, and that's just a period. I think Michael Penix will hook up with the receivers once they get healthy and score more points. We got the fans. They were ready. They were ready to pop off. And, you know, they're here. We're ready this year. But one thing I got a question on, and one thing I noticed, was that if we're not going to do preseason games as a first unit, why don't we practice more in the bins? And one thing I noticed this year is the LED boards around the club level seats were really aggressive with advertisements. And I know this was spoken about, but this year there was Chick-fil-A, Equifax, Terminator. Like, it was just nonstop advertisements during offensive drives and sequences that we don't need that much advertisements and bright lights during, and we didn't have that at the Dome. That's really all I got. And I just hope the Falcons can turn it around and go up, and Penix can beat JJ this time. All right, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Tim. I mean, you know, that was an expensive building to make.
Hell yeah. Are you damn right? I'm going to have some damn advertising.
You know, they got to pay that back.
And I like Tim. And I'm just curious. Does he think, like, that was, like, bad in the game sense itself?
He does.
Oh.
He didn't get his head around because he hadn't finished reading the ad yet.
I think that, I mean, I have to assume that's what he was suggesting.
No.
You never looked at the billboard during a play?
Yeah, never really worried about that. Was focused on the football stuff.
Well, thank you for the player's perspective.
But that's what I'm saying. Is Tim thinking about, like,
here's what it is. We talk about this all the time. Anytime you lose, anything that happens can be thought of as a reason.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about this one, because I've seen this quite a bit from some members of Falcons Twitter. Raheem Morris is looking up at the big board too often.
I've seen that.
I've seen people say that. No, I've never seen anybody say that. I've heard you say that. What's wrong with looking up at the board?
I don't have a problem with it. It's a nice board. He wants to see the replays.
Oh. All right. Again. Okay.
But, you know, we know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is, but yeah.
If they won, no one would say any of that
stuff.
Those
are two confusing calls right then and there. All right.
But which one was confusing?
You know, I love Tim.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, I love Tim. Oh. He's a good loyal listener and everything. I appreciate you, brother. But no, they don't have nothing to do with it.
No, they just missed their kick at the end.
That's all.
Yeah. Couldn't get Baker on the ground on that scramble.
That's all they have, my brother.
Yeah. No, it's unfortunately the same old stuff. It's not anything new. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How you doing? Actually, I'm going to tell you like this. In Georgia, it's called Aunt Bertha's Crib. ABC store, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So everybody has a different one for him.
But besides that, I honestly want to say, like, Randy, you did great when you did your thing on TV. So if you had to switch something, would you take Andy with you to do your new job? Or if Andy, you had to take another job, would you take Randy with you? And vice versa.
Okay. Thank you, Derek.
Derek, ain't nobody going to do no TV.
Yeah, Randy just did the guest appearance.
I did a solid for a homie.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I ain't been paid yet for that. I just thought about that. Let me text him, see where my damn money is.
Did he forget your address?
I don't know. Let's see. Right.
Wait, everybody's got Venmo.
Yeah, where my damn bread at? But no, I wouldn't. No, would I have loved to do that show with Andy? Hell yeah. But is it like something that I am accustomed and want to do? Nah, I'm cool, man.
No,
I'm cool.
I think I speak for both of us on this one. I just want to do this.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do.
I'm fine.
I don't want to do anything else.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Maybe someday, but right now, this is it.
This is right here.
This is going great.
This is right here where I need to be.
Otto, the pool guy. Hello, Otto.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Yeah, ABC is a state-run package store, so it's the Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
Oh!
That's why ABC.
Never knew that. That's the best one, because that might be the right reason.
Alcoholic Beverage Commission. There it is. I thought it was for teachers.
So, I'm trying to put together a list of possible careers for my granddaughter. And I was looking at sports agents. So I was kind of question for you guys. How do sports agents get paid? I know they get a percentage, but once you sign your contract, do they get all the percentage then? Or do they get paid as you get paid? And then did you get a different agent for your radio gig? And do you guys have the same radio agent? I'm just kind of curious as to how that works.
Well, we do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Otto.
The thing with the agent fees is they get their 3% off of the original number. Not after taxes.
Right.
Not nothing.
Yeah. So guaranteed money, yes. Unguaranteed
yes.
money.
Yes. Yeah. So they get the 3% of your salary or whatever the contract is yearly, however it goes. I know that with Drew, it was 2%, it was 3% of my salary. Bam, 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 going about your business. But, no, I don't have an agent for this.
Neither do I.
No, I have a
That's why we have the same agent.
Yeah, I have an attorney that looks over stuff for me, but no, as far as the agent, no, I'm good.
I don't even have a contract, so I'm just kidding. I have a contract.
Well, you saw that look? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just joking. Oh, yeah. I got a contract.
Yeah, don't be playing around on this thing.
Kendrick is in Canton. Hey, Kendrick.
Andy, how y'all doing, man?
What's up, man? Good.
So, hear me out for a second.
Uh-oh.
So, with Sunday's loss after Youngway missed the kick to force overtime, you got everybody out here saying that Youngway needs to be cut or released or something. I'm thinking we already don't have a first round pick in 2026.
Right.
What if we try to shop Kuhl around, see if we can get some kind of draft value out of him before just flat out cutting him? Because at this point, we need to find a way to make up for not having a first round pick, right?
Do you think that you're going to get a first round pick for Youngway Koo?
No, oh, okay. Absolutely not. I'm not saying we get a first round out of Youngway, but okay. I'm saying quantity. At this point, I would rather have quantity over quantity, and maybe like at farm picks.
I got you.
Okay, Kendrick.
Appreciate it, Kendrick.
Just had to make sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Had to make sure that wasn't what we were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, okay. All right, that was good. That's why I put my head down like, oh, Lord, please
You
do
couldn't
this.
Get a seventh-round draft pick from Cleveland right now
no.
for Youngway.
No, yeah, Youngway is – Youngway, I think, you know, and kickers have – known kickers have been through what he's going through, the mental aspect of it, technique, whatever. It wouldn't get – he wouldn't fetch you then right now.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know what – like
– unless the 49ers call – but right. He wasn't here with Kyle, so that don't make no sense either.
No.
I
mean, he's only available because he's missing kicks.
Yeah. I don't see that.
Not because you have an abundance of good kickers.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I don't see
like,
that happening.
It's not like the Kirk Cousins thing where someone might be desperate and want someone who's proven.
Hey,
like,
Cleveland, they moved around some money.
Yeah, look.
Cleveland moved around some money.
They actually are, like, looking for a new kicker, too.
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, he missed a field goal on PAT, that guy. So they actually might.
Yeah. But okay. Call him then. Never mind.
I just don't see it, brother.
I don't either, but maybe it's a good idea. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We came out with the new promo, Blue Chew for your feet.
That's what Youngway
That's
needs.
That's what Youngway needs, baby. That's what he needs.
Blue Koo.
Blue Koo. Blue Koo.
Also have Youngway Koo needs Blue Chew for his feet.
Promo That's code, it's hilarious. Good. Randy's a big honker.
Yeah, man. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and don't party with people who wear ski masks and no shirts.
Yeah, man. I'm too grown for that.
That's it? Okay.
That was Youngway Koo needs Blue Chew.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Okay. There we go. We're good. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Have a great rest of your day.
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.